حجاج بن مسروق الجعفي was a companion of Imam Ali عليه السلام and Imam al-Husayn عليه السلام. And he was also the muezzin of Imam Hussein throughout the events of Karbala. But who was Hajjaj? How did he live his life? And how did his life conclude in the grand status of martyrdom? This is Unsung Heroes. Hajjaj was a close companion of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam, and he lived in Kufa during the era of the Khilafah of Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wassalamu alayh. He was also one of the companions of Imam Ali alayhi salam, but not much is known about this great companion until the events of Karbala took place. The first time we see Hajjaj mentioned in the history books is at the time when Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam had left the city of Medina and was travelling to the city of Mecca. And as soon as Hajjaj heard the news, he realized that this was going to be a much greater movement than most people thought. So for this reason, Hajjaj packed his things and got on his horse, riding all the way to Mecca to meet with Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and he accompanied him until letters began to seep in from the city of Kufa, inviting Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam to come and be their leader, that they were ready to support him. Eventually, due to many reasons, one of them being the letter from Muslim ibn Aqil telling him that the people of Kufa were on his side, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam packed his bags and readied his family and the caravan so that they could set off to the city of Kufa. Unfortunately, however, things began to go left. At every waypoint on the way to Kufa, they were met with news that, for example, a certain messenger of the Imam had been martyred in Kufa. Or, as one of the poets had told Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, the hearts of the people of Kufa are with you, but their swords are with the Umayyads. During these moments, when Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam announced the news to his caravan, Hajjaj was a witness to how the people abandoned their Imam without a care in the world, because they realized that there was no hope in getting the world from this caravan any longer. But Hajjaj and those like-minded knew that even if they didn't get anything worldly from this caravan, they would still be able to go and keep their heads held high on the Day of Judgment in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and tell him that they defended his religion and his grandson until the final drop of blood in their veins. The caravan of love continued their path towards Kufa, and eventually, when they reached the Qasr Bani Maqatil waypoint on the way, they encountered a single tent in the desert. Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam asked his companions, "Whose tent is this?" And he was told that it belonged to Ubaydullah ibn Hur al-Ju'fi. The goal of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's movement was to save people from eternal damnation by inviting them to join him. And he wanted to do the same for Ubaydullah ibn Hur. But who could deliver the message to Ubaydullah? Of course, there was nobody better to do this than his own fellow tribesman, Hajjaj ibn Masruq al-Ju'fi. So for this reason, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam gave the message to Hajjaj ibn Masruq, and he set off to the tent of Ubaydullah ibn Hur alongside Yazid ibn Mughaffil al-Ju'fi, who was another one of the warriors of Karbala. They delivered the message to Ubaydullah, but once again, unfortunately, Hajjaj was witness to how the love of the world had deceived his tribesmen. And he made so many excuses that he couldn't go or he had family and so on. After this, the caravan of love continued their path to the city of Kufa until they were stopped by forces commanded by Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi under the orders of the tyrannical ruler of Kufa, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, may Allah's curses be upon him. The forces of Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi were under strict orders to not allow Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam to continue his path to Kufa. However, at this time the sun was in the center of the sky, which meant that it was time for Dhuhr prayers. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam called on his muezzin, who was none other than Hajjaj ibn Masruq. Hajjaj recited the adhan, and everyone, both friend and foe, prayed behind Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Days passed, and ultimately Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's caravan was stopped in the barren plains of Karbala on the 2nd of Muharram. Day by day, the enemy dispatched more soldiers until the small caravan of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was besieged by over 30,000 soldiers. And as if that wasn't enough, on the 7th of Muharram, they closed access to the river Euphrates so that the Imam's family could not drink any water. By the time the day of Ashura arrived 3 days later, the companions of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam were fatigued from the great thirst they had suffered. Yet they remained resolute to protect their Imam until their final drop of blood. Eventually, it was Hajjaj's turn to show his love for the Imam on the battlefield. He rushed out onto the battlefield reciting this epic rajaz or war poem. Aqdim Husaynan Hadiyan Mahdiya. Come forth, O Husayn, the guide and rightly guided. Al-Yawma Talqa Jaddaka Nabiyya. Today you shall meet your grandfather, the Prophet. Thumma abaka dhal ala aliyya. Then your father, the sublime Ali. Wal hasan al khayr al radiyya al waliyya. And hasan the good, the content, the guardian. Wadhal janahayn al fata al kamiyya. And Ja'far, the one with two wings and the valiant youth. Wa asad Allah al shaheed al hayya. And Hamza, the lion of Allah, the living martyr. When Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam heard Hajjaj's words, he called out, yes, and I shall be joining you in meeting them soon too. Hajjaj pounced upon the enemy like a roaring lion, sending over 20 of them to the hellfire, before he himself was ultimately struck down, and he drank from the cooling sherbet of martyrdom. May Allah shower him with blessings and elevate his rank. Inshallah, we can also be like him in relation to our Imam, the Imam al-Zaman, ajalallah ta'ala farajuhu al-sharif. Hajjaj ibn Masruq has been mentioned in Ziyara Nahya al-Muqaddasa by our own Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallah ta'ala farajuhu al-sharif, in the following manner. He says, As-salamu ala Hajjaj ibn Masruq al-Ju'fi. Peace be upon Hajjaj ibn Masruq al-Ju'fi. Subhanallah, how wonderful it is to have the Imams mention you by name for years after you have been martyred in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now we know who Hajjaj ibn Masruq al-Ju'fi was, how he lived his life in this world, and how he left this world in the glorious states of martyrdom. So remember, if we wish to leave this world a martyr, we must first live in this world as a martyr, wherever you are.